Good morning, everyone, and a good Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Parshas Noach, our learning together. We continue personal growth and character development. And in discussing how we can achieve greatness, we've been focusing our attention on the Midah, on the attribute that pulls us, that we gravitate towards, that we recognize is the mahus, the essence of our neshama, of our soul. It's what we find ourselves interested in. And it's what catapults us to appreciate not only in the excellence for which this particular midah drives us, but the excellence that that midah then will inspire other midos, other attributes and character traits to develop as they should. Now there's a fascinating Maharal who explains, and in the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his Talmidim, we know that he had five prize Talmidim and of course so many others. And in the attempt for them to develop as best they could, searching what is the path that one should choose for oneself. How should a person develop specifically unique to their own character traits? So the Maharal explains that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he was having this conversation with his Talmidim, he was concerned that his Talmidim, his students, might try to grow and grow great by following the path of their Rebbe, that they should have a reflection in the mirror for which they saw the greatness of their Rebbe, only and uniquely and unilaterally. And of course, we want to grow from our Rebbeim, our Moras, our teachers, and to glean their greatest attributes, for sure, no question. But he was worried, says the Maharal, that they would try to grow great only by following the path of the Rebbe or by their intellectual understanding of what is important. And it was going to be left to those two things. And so he explains it was for that reason that he told them to leave the Beis Medrash and they should go out and they should look at the world. They should walk the world. They should roam the world. They should see the world. They should interact with the world. And they should see how the world affects them. Not so much that it would compromise, of course, their spiritual state. Not that it would have an influence on them in a negative sense. But they should go out and they should be discerning and figure out, as a result of what they saw, how it would affect them. So everybody we know, of course, sees the world differently. And whatever each person of his Talmidim saw as the key quality for success that they would have would be the quality, would be the midah that each Talmud, that each student was naturally connected to and which he should perfect to achieve greatness. So that means that even though they're not two people that see the world the same way, that every yachid, every person that goes out and sees, am I an ish or an ish of chesed? Do I see the world that is lacking in this area or in that area? Am I a person who strives to do one particular act unique to all of the other, to the exclusion of all other acts, more instinctively, more inherently? So that means that that is a quality that you would develop, and that's what you're naturally, the mahus, the essence of your neshama, of your soul, that's what you're connected to. You should use that as the impetus, the growth that will perfect your achievement in greatness in those efforts. And it's what the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, the Maharal's commentary in the Derech HaChaim, where a person can find the quality is uniquely connected to, not only by observing the world, but by observing the world insofar as what it is that he praises. That every person is nimshach, is pulled after, every individual after his natural trait and praises it in others. So it's not just that you recognize it in the world, but then you end up having the eyes, the vision, the optics of seeing that in others. So if you see somebody who seems to be charitable, who's kind, who's Torah-based, who is sensitive, who's empathetic, it must be that you yourself are attuned, are aligned with, are sensitive to those particular midos, so much so that you see it in others. And this is a good litmus test. What the Maharal is teaching us is that when you go out, when you see the world and you recognize what things are the flaws that draw your attention mostly, or the things you see that are the positive things that you see mostly, those are the things that are your essence. And when you identify them, that's the impetus to achieve greatness. And it's that, those natural traits, that you end up praising it in others. You're able to then see the greatness in others. And through doing that, of course, we ourselves become great. That's this beautiful Maharal, V'chol Adam, Hu Nimshach, a person is drawn to and pulled after his natural trait, and ultimately is able to grow themselves and praise others and bring a sense of Achdus and Shlemus and the Olam in the world in a way that's unprecedented. And we'll continue in our learning together of growth and spirituality and personal connection to what we are best able to achieve. Yemir Hashem next week. And so, signing off for this week, wishing you from my family to yours a beautiful, a holy, and a happy Shabbos Kodesh.